Oh, it's probably my boyfriend Paul. He always calls around this time. I never know what to expect from him. Every call is an adventure.
Hello?
Bonjour, darling.
How cute. Paul's trying to pull off a low French accent. I guess I'll play along.
Hello, this is Deborah.
Deborah? What a nice name. Are you alone, Deborah?
Yes.
I hope you don't think I'm being too forward, but do you have a boyfriend, Deborah?
I think I'll tease him a bit.
Sometimes I have a boyfriend. Depends on if he's good or bad.
What are you doing right now, Deborah?
I'm moisturizing.
Moisturizing? I like the sound of that. What are you moistening?
Well, I'm moisturizing my legs, and my calves, and my inner thighs, and I'm starting to move further up.
Very nice. Deborah, I have this fantasy about you and I. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, yes.
Très bien. I would like to rent a hotel room for us. I'll mail you the room key, along with the location, the room number, and the time you should be there. Does this interest you, Deborah?
I'm intrigued. Please, continue.
When you arrive, you will see that the room is dimly lit by candlelight. Laid out on the bed is a white satin gown and matching panties. You are to remove your clothes and put these on. And you will be waiting for me on the bed, with only a sheet covering you. You will be resting on your back, and your arms will be at your side. I will then walk in and stand at the foot of the bed. The dim amber light from the candles makes it hard for you to see me, but you know I am there because I slowly withdraw the sheet from you. You lie there on the mattress. Your nightgown covers you. The satin drapes and defines every curve. I tell you to carefully raise the gown skirt above your waist. This exposes your white satin panties. I then instruct you to place a hand on your mound and rub yourself through the panties. The smooth, slippery satin moistens as it rubs against your lip. Tell me, Deborah, do you shave down there?
Yes. It makes it easier for someone special to see my flower.
Tell me about your flower. Touch it as you describe it.
It's soft and warm. I've been told it resembles a pink orchid.
One. And that is what I will see when I tell you to pull down your white satin panties.
Oh, yes.
I then want you to take your left hand and slowly spread back the lips of your smooth pink flower. Now move your right hand over. Rub your clit. Does it excite you to have someone watch you explore yourself?
Yes.
Good. Now insert a finger between your petals. Deeper. You can smell your essence mixed with the scent of the candles.
Oh, yes.
Keep stroking your clit. Listen. You must now place another finger into yourself. You can't believe how wet you are getting.
Oh, I feel it.
I feel so deep.
You feel your orgasm building.
God, you're making me so wet.
Move your hand fast.
Yes.
Do you feel your muscles tightening?
Yes.
Our electric bolts shooting up and down your spine.
Yes. 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 Thank you.
Oh no. The pleasure was all mine. Since you seem to enjoy that, I will have the hotel key in the mail. Post haste. I look forward to when we speak again.
Yes, I too look forward to that. Goodbye.
Au revoir, madame.
Wow. Paul really outdid himself. I can't wait till he gets home tonight after work. I'll have to do something special for him.
Oh, Deborah, guess who's home?
Paul, what are you doing home?
Well, things were a little slow at the office, so I decided to come home to be with you.
Well, I can understand after that phone call of yours. Wow, I'm still throbbing.
Phone call? What phone call? What are you talking about? I forgot my cell phone this morning. See, it's sitting right here in the hallway.